This is 517 Redeem the Podcast. I'm your prophetic host, Markeith McDaniels. I know what it means to walk in darkness with no light in sight. Know this, in the beginning, when darkness covered all the waters of the face of the deep, before he spoke light into existence, before he said one word, he had a plan of redemption in place for us. At 517 Redeemed, you will get powerful teachings, prophetic warfare prayer, healing and deliverance. Nothing is impossible with God, and his miracle wonders are always on display in our lives and around us. And he is always in a good mood about us. Hallelujah. You are now listening to 517 Redeemed, the podcast.
Praise the Lord. This episode is brought to you by the Kingdom of Heaven, the greatest sponsor since before time existed, in which I am blessed and humbled to be part of what God is doing here in this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, and never-ending blessings to you if you are new or you're a returning listener. God bless you, and let there be an open heaven over you. Hallelujah. Now, let me go ahead and open up this thing with Psalm 100. It reads, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Hallelujah. "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations." Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Which is everlasting, for you are good. Heavenly Father, you are good. Lord, I am thankful to you. Bless your wonderful name. Bless your holy name, Lord God. And your truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. All right, this segment is called 10 Steps of Sowing into Your Deliverance. You see, I'm going to give you 10 key principles that you can use as steps to sow into your deliverance or healing or to safekeeper, guard, increase, hallelujah, get to the next level or to build upon what God has already begun in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, let's go ahead and open this thing up in prayer before we get started. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, we invite you into this recording. We invite you into this episode, God. We invite you into the podcast. We invite you into the room. Lord God, take control, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loose your angels, Lord God, your ministering spirits, your ministering winds, your ministering spirits as flames of fire, Father God, to increase the fire with the ministering winds, Father God, to blow into the fire within us, Father God. Hallelujah. Fan the flames of fire within us, Father God. Hallelujah. Until we burn and burn and yearn, consume us, Father God. You are a consuming fire, Father God. Burn us up, Lord God, until we only burn for you, Lord God. Burn anything and everything in us that is not you, the all-consuming fire. Burn it until it is you. Burn it within us, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we invite your presence, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Take your rightful place in this room, in the rooms of the listener, Father God. Advance your kingdom. Advance your authority. Take your rightful dominion over this place. Hallelujah, Lord God. Set this place up. Hallelujah, for the miraculous, the unbelievable. Hallelujah, the impossible. Open up the realms of impossibility, Father God, because with you all things are possible, Lord. And let it flow and let it be established. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So the 10 steps of sowing into your deliverance. Hallelujah. Let's get into this thing. Now, step number one is gratitude and testimony. You see, it is important that we be grateful, you know, and the thing that God has given us. It is important that we be grateful. Hallelujah. And it is that which God has done within us already. You see, a lot of times we miss out You see, on the blessings of God, on the full manifestation of the blessing in which we already received, because we're too busy focused on what has not happened. You see, we don't have the full clarity and understanding of what God is doing in us. Hallelujah. When he performed the deliverance, or when he performed the healing, okay, or when he gave us a promise. You see, we don't have the full understanding yet to have it yet completely realized or materialized, because we're too busy focused on what we believe has not yet happened, or what we believe is supposed to happen. Amen. So it is important that we be grateful. Hallelujah. And express our gratitude, hallelujah, and what God has already done in us and what God has already given us. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us sow gratitude with thanksgiving, praise, and thanksgiving of God's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, there's a story of the 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through verse 13. It says, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed." Hallelujah. "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 of you cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Hallelujah. Your faith has made you well. The Bible says a faith without works is dead. You see, when the Bible's calling him a foreigner, you know, was cleansed, he was grateful. He was so grateful that he came back to give God glory and testify, hallelujah, to what God has done. Amen. And because he has shown, hallelujah, such a great work in his faith to give God the glory, amen, it was his faith, hallelujah, that activate the wholeness, the completion, the completed work that God began in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is important that we testify as well. Hallelujah. As we show our gratitude, we show our gratitude by expressing, hallelujah, and testifying and sharing what God has done within us. You see, as the Bible says, what a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. So when you receive what God has done, and you know the glory of God that has been performed within you, you go ahead and you express that. And you can't help but to talk about it. You can't help but to share what God has been doing in your life. Amen. And as that happens, hallelujah, it established what God has already done within you. Amen. So, you know, as you testify, hallelujah, that's the other part of the gratitude. I put these two together. Amen. Because it's important. So when, you know, when your testimony, right? You see, the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. You see, to testify, right? It is building a case for the final verdict. Amen. To testify means to give evidence as a witness to the court of law, right? But in our case, it's the heavenly courts. We are a witness to God's mercy and saving grace. We are witnessing his ever-increasing glory in our lives. And we testify with evidence for the final verdict. Amen. That final verdict is go. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. We are not settling for a partial deliverance. Hallelujah. Or a partial healing. Or to feel just a little bit better. Amen. Hallelujah. But a complete salvation through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. A real deliverance brought by the true deliverer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, step number two, praise God. Hallelujah. Step number two is prayer. Hallelujah. It's important that we sow prayer into our deliverance, prayer into our healing. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, supplication is the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. Hallelujah. He fell to his knees in supplication. Hallelujah. See, we ought to humbly approach the throne of grace of God. Hallelujah. Hit them knees. Hallelujah. And even though it says asking or begging as the description of supplication, but in our supplication, we are giving our request. We are giving our case to an almighty God who reigns and rules over everything in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Who reigns and rules over time itself, who reigns and rules over life and death itself. We come before him boldly, approaching his throne of grace, but at the same time, humbly, knowing that God does not have to do anything for us. But he does it because he loves us. He does it because he chose us. But yet we can't help but to say yes to him when he requires something of us. So we take that approach when we come humbly before God and we give our requests, when we give our supplications, we come in reverence, in awe, hallelujah, of the majesty, the majestic glory of God. We can't do nothing but to bow before a righteous heavenly authority. We get to our knees and we give our supplication. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we move on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 22. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." You see, abstain is to restrain yourself or to decline involvement. Amen. So we are to decline evil practices and influences and restrain ourselves from every form of evil. Amen. You see, the true meaning, as we sow prayer into our deliverance. You know, you heard a lot of people try to explain praying without ceasing. I've heard some people say that it means we got to constantly pray silently, you know, all day, 24 hours a day, or think about God all day, 24 hours a day, or something weird like that, you know, to where it kind of brings confusion to the believer as they try to go out and practice this thing and then face, you know, a bunch of troubles, you know, and they claim it, it's the devil attacking them or spiritual warfare. What it's really just ignorance. As the Bible says, my people suffer from a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of understanding of the scripture. The scripture pretty much says what it means itself. Pray without ceasing. If you read it, without ceasing, if you read it within its context, amen. Hallelujah. As the Bible says, and I'm going to probably mention this again, the Bible says, you know, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Amen. Now, pray without ceasing. What it truly means, like I said, it is pretty much written there. It does not need an interpretation. It basically means what it means. It is to be persistent in what it is you pray for. Amen. Don't stop sowing prayer into that request. So do not stop sowing prayer into your healing and your deliverance. Constantly coming back to God with that same request. You know, sow into that request. Sow some prayer into that request and continue to water that seed until it grows and it's nurtured and it sprouts out and it bears a tree and bears good fruit. Amen. See, that's the way we are to pray without ceasing. That is the way that Christ Jesus even taught us to pray. If we're paying attention to the Gospels, and he's using the many parables and the examples of the kingdom of God, you know, how we ought to approach God, you know. So being persistent, amen. Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Step number three is commitment. Commitment. Such a very big word, ain't it? A lot of times when we hear the word commitment, something on the inside of us cringe a little bit. We begin to, you know, have, you know, second thoughts a little bit. You know, we want to, you know, hold on a second there. Commitment. Like, I like all this type of stuff, but when you mention the word commitment, I don't know if I'm, you know, ready to commit, because that means that I got to give up something, you know. So I don't know if I'm ready to get into such a big word, a big responsibility, such as commitment. So I'd like to encourage you, do not allow the word commitment to discourage you or to place fear with you, right? The Bible says that God, he has given you not a spirit again to fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And with that sound mind, let the word commitment empower you, because of the blessings that comes along with the covenant when it is upheld. God is an upholder of the covenant, and so much blessings and so much power that comes along through commitment. Amen. Hallelujah. So commitment. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Hallelujah. Now, commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc. You know, the like a company's commitment to quality. Quality, good customer service, you know, those type of things. You know, they commit to those things, because that right there is the very thing that supports or upholds their brand. Amen. So, you know, it is a dedication, it is a devotion, it is allegiance to something, you know, commitment. We're talking about commitment. You know, it's an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom from action, not to compromise what it is committed to. Amen. You're not going to compromise the commitment, because you're committed. Amen. You have a responsibility to this commitment. You have an obligation to this commitment, and you're not going to allow anything to compromise or get in the way of your loyalty to this commitment. Hallelujah. Just as God is an upholder of the covenant. Amen. Commitment. Go ahead and commit to the work that God has done in you, and commit the gratitude. Stay committed to the gratitude. Stay committed to the testimony, to upholding the testimony. Stay committed to protecting that testimony as well. You don't want anything to get into that testimony according to your life based on your decisions or based on someone else's decision to sit here and mess up your testimony. Continue to give God the glory in the way that you live and the things that come out of your mouth and the things that you sit here and meditate on in your heart and meditate on in your thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. Commitment. We are committed to praying and sowing prayer into what God has done in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Step number four. Now, step number four is endurance. You know, there's quite a bit about endurance in Hebrews 12. You know, talk about enduring hardships. Amen. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 through 11. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastenings of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, right? He chastises the ones he loves and scourges every son whom he receives, right? Or he chastises the ones he loves and the ones that he views as sons and daughters. Amen. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. Or what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, right, or discipline, if of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us, as seems best to them. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but is painful nevertheless. Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hallelujah. Endurance. Endurance. Now, in this context of what I just read here, you see a lot of the trials and tribulations that one is going through is based on our own decision making. You see what I'm saying? It's based on our own behavior and what it is we allow in our lives and what it is that we do that is in yet rebellion to God, right? We're not going according to his statutes and his commandments, right? And yet, you know, we have to be, you know, reprimanded, or we have to, you know, basically go on, you know, be given to our own devices, you know, suffer the consequences of our own actions, you know, and allow its experience, right, to bring us wisdom and to teach us according to the ways of life through life experience, allow it to mature us, right? That's what I believe this scripture is talking about here, is God chastises us, right? Hallelujah. So, you know, in the same way that our Father along the way, right, chastised us, you know, helped us grow and mature. But yet, whether it be father or mother, we honor them because of that, and we appreciate them because of that. But how much more should we honor and appreciate God, the Father, because of that? You know, going back to step number one, gratitude and the testimony. Amen. And the Bible says, you know, he's a father of spirits. And as we do this, we live. You see, this is the essence of our life. Hallelujah. The essence of our livelihood. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And as we do this, peace reigns supreme. It reigns and rules in hearts. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the fruit of righteousness, hallelujah, will be, you know, something that is yielded. It would yield the peace. It would yield fruit of righteousness in our lives. Hallelujah. As we are trained by our life experiences that are set up through God. Amen. As long as we don't continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Yes, we know that God's grace is sufficient and his power is made perfect in his weakness, right? And God is patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. But it is important that we not make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Yes, we endure the hardships, but endurance of these hardships must be able to develop, hallelujah, the wisdom and develop, hallelujah, the maturity in us spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, step number five. Thank you, Jesus. Step number five is perseverance. As I said before, the kingdom of heaven is peace, joy, and righteousness and the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, consider it pure joy when facing trials because of what it develops inside you. As I was talking about earlier, is life experiences as you grow and it matures you spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. And you learn through life experiences. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes, you know, when we go through, you know, as the Bible says, from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory, you know, and some people even through their little, you know, hip term or statement on it, you know, it's kind of jiggy. New levels, new devils, it rhymes, you know, get with the times, it's all good. All right, let's get back to the lesson here. All right, so it says, you know, as I was saying, you know, in perseverance, you know, when we face trials of many kinds, you know, sometimes when God is doing something within us, right, you know, and right afterwards, you know, we feel good. You know, we feel like there has been breakthrough. And then we go on a little bit and we feel like that breakthrough. Where that's the reason why it's important that we don't live off our feelings and our emotions and what it feels like. We use what it feels like as a confirmation, but we cannot use that as of oh, that's what happened, but that's how it's supposed to sustain me type of thing. You know what I mean? We don't rush after the feeling of this thing, but we rush after a person of this thing, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, as it says, right, count it all joy. You know, the kingdom of heaven is peace, joy, and righteousness. Count it all joy when you face these trials. Count it all joy when you come up against a challenge. Hallelujah. That's going to sit here and challenge your faith and what God has done in you, or what God has told you or promised you, or what God has given you. Hallelujah. You know for a fact that if God said it, it is good as done. It has already happened. If God has given it to you, right? You know, what God brought together, let no man separate. When God opens a door, no man can shut. Amen. And when God shuts a door, no man can open. Hallelujah. What God has promised for you is for you and nobody else. Nobody can take it from you. Hallelujah. So, and just like what God has done in you, nothing and no one can change that. Amen. So we are to be patient when we face these trials and challenges that challenge our faith and challenge what we know what God has done in us, or that we know what God has given us. We must be patient, as it says, right? Because the testing and the trial, it produces patience in us. Amen. Hallelujah. And with this, hallelujah, we're going back to the whole point of these steps. The steps is completion, a completed work. Hallelujah. What God began in you, he would carry it on to the day of completion, on the day of Christ Jesus, right? We're trying to get a complete deliverance. We're getting a complete healing. Hallelujah. The completion, the completed work of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as that faith produces patience, right? And it says, let the patience have its perfect work. It's just one thing to have patience, and there's one thing to allow the patience to have a perfect work, you know, to work the perfection of Jesus Christ within us. Amen. Hallelujah. That you may be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. As the Bible says, I shall supply all your needs according to my glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That right there is perfect and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us be patient and count it all joy when we face trials of many kinds. And let us persevere. Amen. As we persevere, let us, you know, become perfect and complete, not lacking anything, standing on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the promises and the work that God has begun in us and carried it on to completion. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, step number six. Hallelujah. Step number six is living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and give no opportunity to the flesh. That's the Bible says, right? Because when we live in the Spirit, okay, we don't have room for the little foxes that comes and spoils the nest. We live and walk in the Spirit. Okay, we don't have room for offenses to creep up in, right, and produce unforgiveness and bitterness and blocks and hinders the move of God in our lives and blocks and hinders the forgiveness of God in our lives and blocks and hinders our breakthrough, deliverance and healing and blessings and promises of God and bringing about delays and blockage or none of that type of stuff. We don't have room for that because we're too busy walking, being in step, right? Walking in step with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Doing what it is that he say, hallelujah, doing it is what he do, hallelujah, amen, because we are in tune and we are walking in the Spirit. All we want to do is continue to see the smile of God, hallelujah. We're not interested in these things of this world. We're only interested in the smile of God, amen, as God always smiles upon us. We're focused on that smile of God. And because we're focused on that smile of God, we are fulfilled by that smile of God. And not, we shall not be fulfilled, right, by the lusts of the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall not be fulfilled by the lusts of the flesh. Amen. And as we walk in the Spirit, right, we start to look like the Spirit, right? As the Bible says, you shall know a tree by its fruit, right? Just so you shall know a man by its fruit or by its nature. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the Spirit of the living God by the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Bible talks about nine fruits, right? It also talks about the fruits of, you know, the sinful nature and all that type of stuff, right? But this right here is the fruit, the nine fruits of the God nature, hallelujah, the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, that is living and active, living within us, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as we begin to continue to sow these steps, right, into us, into our spirit, into what God is doing within us, amen, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Hallelujah. Step number seven, faith. Step number seven is faith, by faith, nothing but faith. Hallelujah. By faith, you are justified. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, and we do not walk by sight. Hallelujah. We do not walk by what the doctor has sat there and told us, you know, or diagnosed us with. We do not walk by, hallelujah, the prescription that the doctor has given us as a means of salvation. We do not walk by the things of this world. We do not walk by the crowd. We do not follow the crowd, but we follow the trendsetter, which is Christ Jesus, who has already set the trend before us in a way that we should go, in a way that we should live, in a way that we should walk, in a way that we should believe, in what we should believe, and what it is that we should do. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, not by sight. You see, as the Bible says, you know, 10,000 may fall at my right, right? But it shall not come near me. You see, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not looking at all that is falling around us. I'm going to go ahead and throw a reference at you with the COVID, you know, the scare campaigns left and right. Got to get vaccinated. Oh, so many people dying. Yada, yada, yada. The world is ending. COVID-19. It's a threat. It's a threat to the world. Got a lot of you scared. We walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we could take the information in. You know what I'm saying? We could pray. We can do what it is that we need to do, right? To help restore the world according to what's happening with COVID-19. But we're not going to allow that to reign and rule in our lives. Amen. We're not going to allow that to dictate, hallelujah, how it is that we feel and go about our day-to-day lives. We're not going to allow that to dictate, hallelujah, what we believe and what it is we receive from God. Amen. We're not going to allow that to deter or change our faith in any kind of way. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "It is for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. In this we believe in the perfect work of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. You know what? Let's go ahead and read more of that chapter. In Ephesians, see, it's very empowering. I really encourage you to study the book of Ephesians. Soak your heart, soak your spirit, man, your inner being in this book. It's so empowering. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. By grace through faith. Hallelujah. Starting with verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. You see, God has prepared works for us to walk in. Amen. 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 We are his workmanship. Hallelujah. We created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. We are God's workmanship. Hallelujah. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, for God's workmanship. Hallelujah. Because he's not done, right? As I said earlier, as the Bible says, he who began a good work in you were carried on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that work isn't just for in you. That work is for through you. Hallelujah. And the way we are to be a light shining on a hill, right? To give light into a city of darkness. Hallelujah. We are not a light to be covered. We are a light to be uncovered, glowing and shining brightly into darkness. We are to, that workmanship is for our influence here in this earth, here into this world of darkness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Step number 8. Step number 8 is selflessness. Selflessness. Thank you, Lord. You see, your breakthrough is basically a breakthrough for someone else. It's not just for us to be delivered. It's not just for us to have a breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. As you read all throughout the Bible, as God dealt with certain people, like you hear, you read testimonies in the Bible when Christ healed somebody, they went on and, you know, they testified and they shared the greatness and wonders, the glory of God, right? And many came to believe because they saw, they knew that person, like they knew that person had something wrong with them, and there was a miracle that took place. Oh yeah, I'm believing God. I'm going to serve this God. You see, the purpose is to bring and reveal the glory of God. God does a work in us for someone else's breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. We read quite a bit in the Bible, you know, God delivering, you know, someone else. We think about like a Paul, right? Someone who was a murderer, you know, someone that was a murderer, who got knocked off his high horse, hallelujah, on the road to Damascus, hallelujah, and it was struck with blindness as an angel met him. It's like, yeah, you about to see the light. The light is so bright you can't even see no more with your dark self. You see what I'm saying? The darkness was so strong in the man. When he finally met the light, he couldn't see no more. He couldn't see no more because he never saw right in the first place. It wasn't seeing right in the first place. He was seeing through a lens of darkness. That light came to him. Couldn't see no more. Amen. And he had to go and meet a man of God, a righteous man of God. Is the prayers, right, of a righteous man are both powerful and effective. Hallelujah. So he had to be healed. He had to be delivered. Bible says he had hands laid upon him as he was healed and he was delivered and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he went on to be a major pillar. Hallelujah. And what God has been doing in the earth since this whole thing began. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, so we're talking about selflessness. Amen. So, you know, in order to follow Christ, the Bible talks about, you know, we must deny ourselves, right? You know, even he said, if anybody wants to follow me, he must first, what? Pick up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. You know, Christ's ministry was all about self-denial. You know, every time he was gone somewhere to go handle some business, he was on to a whole other city. He had to stop in a city or in a small town somewhere on his way. He was never too busy. He was always stopped, always flexible, always interruptible, you know, from a need from someone. Somebody crying out, asking to be healed. Somebody crying out, asking to be delivered. Somebody trying to receive a revelation from him or something like that. He was always willing to give. As the Bible says, freely receive, freely give. Just as what he did, he freely received and he freely gave. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You see, it is a mission of self-sacrifice. You know, a man or a woman not controlled by desires. They are dead to the flesh and its desires is the will of God. You see, the only desire that burns within us is the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. It's continuous renewing and transforming of our mind, right? As we deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow after Jesus Christ. We put on the mind of Christ, right? The one who was completely selfless, right? Who did not see equality between him and God, right? But he submitted himself, right? And made himself obedient to God, right? and even death on a cross. He died in the flesh. Right? So the Spirit of the living God, a spirit can live on within us. We must also follow that same path to die in the flesh so that his spirit, the Spirit of the living God, could live, reign and rule on the inside of us. You know, it's two worlds waging on the inside of us. You know, we can't allow the flesh to have what it wants. We can't live on with the desires of this flesh and the desires of this life trying to, you know, compete with what God's will is. As the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. You see, the world saying, oh, says, you know, it's okay to do this. But God says that's not okay. The world says it's not okay to do this, but God says that's what I commanded you to do. You see, we shall not conform to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. And as we are renewed in our mind, we have the mind of Christ Jesus. Amen. So that we can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Step number nine. Step number nine is confidence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is confidence. You see, we are confident. Confident in Jesus. We are confident in our salvation. We are confident in the perfect work of Jesus Christ. We are confident in the gospels of Jesus Christ. We are confident in the deliverer. The one who delivers and his delivering power. We are confident in the healing power of God. We are confident in the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And we allow it to advance in our lives and advance through us and around us. And we just pray and we say, God, expand our territory. Hallelujah. Bless us. Keep us. Thank you, Jesus. And keep us away from harm. And as we pray that, we're praying, God, expand your kingdom. Expand the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Expand your presence. Hallelujah. Expand your glory in me, through me, and around me, all throughout my life, all facets of my life. Expand in my health, Lord God, in my body. Expand in my thoughts, in my mind, Lord God. Expand in my emotions, in the areas of my heart that needs healing. Expand, God, hallelujah, in my family, in the needs of restoration, Father God, and healing in the areas in my family, and the people who are unbelievers who need to come to know Christ in the name of Jesus. Expand. Expand, Lord God, in my finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there should be no more delays, no more hindrances, Father God, no more doors that should be open that's been shut for a long while, Father God. No more delays, Father God, on the prosperity that you have promised us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, expand your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, that the power of poverty shall no longer reign and rule, Lord God. It's you who have dominion. Give it all to you, Lord God. Expand it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the Bible says in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. We take confidence that God is not done with us. We take great confidence, hallelujah, that God will not leave us high and dry. We take great confidence, hallelujah, that he shall never leave us nor forsake us, and he is with us always. Thank you, Jesus, living in an active within us and continuing the work within us, even when we cannot see it, even when we cannot perceive it, even when we cannot discern it or feel it in any kind of way, even when it is not applauded or appreciated by others, even when we are being looked at a certain way that has nothing to do with what God is doing within us. That is complete opposite. Amen. We are confident in this very thing, that God is completing his perfect work within us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Step number 10 is to guard your heart. This right here is a very, very important. In fact, all these steps are very important. But guard your heart. Step number 10. To complete it all, we want to guard our heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard all these things that God is doing within you. Guard, hallelujah, the prayers. Guard the gratitude. Guard the testimony. Guard the confidence. Guard all these different things, right? Guard. As you guard, you are able to persevere. You're not allowing doubt to come in. You're not allowing disbelief to come in and hinder you. You're not allowing bitterness and unforgiveness to come in and hinder you. Guard your heart. Hallelujah. With all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. It is the wellspring of life. Hallelujah. Guard your heart in the sore places, right? Guard your heart in the places that have been wounded, that needs healing and yet to be healed. Even though you have been delivered, hallelujah, from the tormentor, even though you have been delivered, hallelujah, from the one who has attached himself on to the hurt, those demons, those devils, that sickness, that disease. Guard your heart in the area that needs healing emotionally, spiritually, the emotional traumas, the spiritual traumas, the physical trauma may be dealt with. Hallelujah. The spiritual trauma may be dealt with. Hallelujah. But you have to guard your heart. Hallelujah. And allow God to heal that area, Lord God, and that it may not be a place of reentry needing deliverance all over again. Amen. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart above all diligence. Hallelujah. As Oxford Word Dictionary explains, diligent. It says having or showing care and consciousness in one's work or duties. Amen. Say, show a lot of care. Show a lot of consciousness. Show a lot of focus. Show a lot of work. It is your duty to guard your heart. It is your duty to guard the work that God is doing within you. Amen. You can't go ahead and be of the world and be of the kingdom. Amen. You can't straddle along the fence. We are not of this world. Amen. We are the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. So I encourage you and I bless you to guard everything that God is doing in your life. And I bless you and I encourage you to be able to uphold these 10 steps. And I pray, hallelujah, the grace of God, whose grace is sufficient and power is made perfect through every weakness. Hallelujah, that he empower you and supplies what is lacking in your faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and give you a fresh, fresh overflow and a fresh cleansing, a fresh purifying cleansing. Hallelujah, anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that his spirit comes upon you right now and continue in the work that he began in you. Carry it on to completion. I decree and declare right now, completion, completion, completion. Receive the completion and the perfect work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Receive the love of God. Hallelujah. Right now, I seal this word in the name and the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. I pray that you're encouraged. I pray that you're uplifted. I pray that you are empowered. Hallelujah. To allow the change to come to completion within us and allow God to continue his work within us and through us here throughout the earth. Amen. So definitely do tune in next week's episode. Next week's episode is going to be a blessing. You know, it's very impactful, and it's going to deal with a specific spirit. I know a lot of us talk about, you know, the spirit of Jezebel, and but we don't talk about Ahab much. We don't talk about the spirit that was operating in Ahab. You see, and it may be the same source, but then again, it may not be. And we talk about Jezebel as if like that was a spirit, but Jezebel was a person. We don't talk about the power source, which is Baal. So we're going to go ahead and go into that next week, and we're going to be dealing with that demon, and we're going to be dealing with the angel of darkness. Amen. We're casting that thing out and destroying it and its works of darkness in the name of Jesus. So go ahead and tune in to next week's episode. Amen. God bless you. I love you, and I really appreciate you. God loves you. Grace and peace. Continue on into the next segment, the cleansing stream, and what follows after that. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right, welcome to the cleansing stream. Thank you, Jesus. So if you're in need of healing, whatever it is, just go ahead and jump in. And jump into God's cleansing waters and allow it to cleanse us. Hallelujah. And bring about healing, these healing and cleansing streams. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Let your healing waters flow, Lord God. Let your cleansing stream flow, God. Every current of this cleansing stream, Father God, wash over every listener. Wash over those that need healing, Father God, and that are sick in their body, Lord God. Wash over everyone that is needing healing, Father God, and hurting, Lord God, in their heart and hurting in their spirit, Father God. Bring about a newness, a freshness, Lord God, a restoration, Lord God. Reverse every curse, Father God, and bring about healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Right now, I bind up this cancer, the spirit that's causing cancer in the name of Jesus. I loose. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. I loose divine understanding. I loose divine healing now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, that you get to the root of the cancer. Get to the root of it, the bitterness. Hallelujah. That darkness. I bind up that darkness in the name of Jesus. I bind up that spirit, hallelujah, that continue to sow bitterness and that continue to sprout bitterness in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Uproot every bitter root in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them beauty for ashes, God. Heal the deepest part of this person listening, their heart, Father. Yes, that thing happened. And yes, it was a travesty. But God is with you always. And he loves you. And he is more than enough. Hallelujah. Receive his embrace of you. He loves you. He accepts you. Hallelujah. Let him be a light into that dark place. Let him fill that emptiness, that void that was left in you, causing bitterness in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing work of Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. God loves you, and he will not fail you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I am your healer. He said, I am the one who heals you. He is healing itself. grab hold of him, and you shall have everything that you need supplied within him. In the name of Jesus, cancer, flee this body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. See, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You do have enough courage to step out in faith. The Bible says all you need is a size of a mustard seed. That little bit of an amount of faith, and you can say to any mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and that mountain must obey. Because faith is that much powerful in the kingdom of God. All you need is just a little bit to believe, and you shall receive everything that God promised you and everything that God is trying to give you right here and right now. Hallelujah. Right here and right now. Hallelujah. Just a little bit. That's all you need to do. It's a little bit of room, and God can work with you. Hallelujah. 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 I pray as you take one step towards God that he take 10 steps towards you. Thank you, Jesus. He said, draw near unto me and I will draw nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Somebody here is listening and been dealing with a heavy heart. Hallelujah. 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 And been dealing with abuse. And you've been carrying that heavy heart, and that abuse as, you know, it was a physical abuse, physical trauma that has led to spiritual trauma. Hallelujah. As if like it keeps happening over and over and over again. It's like a nightmare, something that you just cannot get over, something that just cannot be healed in your eyes because you have grown older and you just gotten used to it. And it is just something that is a part of you. And you've even struggled in substance abuse as a result of it. You've had some times in your life where you were able to get free from it, but you go back and forth a little bit trying to medicate. In the name of Jesus, you shall not need to medicate any longer. Hallelujah. For the balm of Gilead has come into your life, into your situation, into your heart. Hallelujah. And he's bringing about inner healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Yahshua. 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 He heals the heavy heart. The anointing that breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. Who gives beauty for ashes. As he says, take my yoke upon you. Right? Because my burdens are light. He doesn't give you a heavy burden. He gives you a light burden. Cast your cares upon him and receive his yoke because his burdens are light. His yoke, meaning his business, his commandments, his relationship with you. Right? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you when you focused on righteousness and focusing on the kingdom. Amen. Receive the light that is a burden from Jesus Christ. I decree and declare now peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Receive the love and acceptance of God. Allow God to continue the work that he began in you and carried on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let it materialize in you. Let it become your reality. I decree and declare it over you right now. A faith, hallelujah, that seems, what seems to be impossible with you, impossible to you, is possible with God. With man, these things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. It is better to trust God rather than to put your trust in man. So God is the God of the impossible. I decree and declare now the faith to activate and the faith to have it realized, materialized. Hallelujah. Make it be full manifested, that thing in which you see as impossible. In Christ, all things are possible. In Christ, there is no sicknesses and disease. In Christ, there is fullness of joy. And the spirit of heaviness is now lifted in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. He loves you. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord God, we call on the angels of breakthrough, Lord God. Send forth the angels of breakthrough, God. Hallelujah. To carry forth the heavenly edicts. Hallelujah. To carry forth what you said shall be, Lord God, and let it be established in the name of Jesus, Father God. Send forth, hallelujah, your angels, Lord God. Hallelujah. With miraculous powers of destruction, Lord God, to destroy every power, hallelujah, of darkness and its works and its influences, and clean up all of its residue in the name of Jesus, Father God, to destroy these agents of darkness, to destroy these spirits of darkness, to destroy these angels of darkness and every demon in the name of Jesus, Father God, to destroy the works of every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Send forth right now in the name of Jesus. Loose your angels now in the name of Jesus. The angels of breakthrough, bring breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now breakthrough. Hallelujah. As it is in heaven, it is so now established on earth. Break through. Heaven invade earth in the name of Jesus. Heaven invade every situation of the listener right now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. And every traumatic experience, invade heaven. Heaven invade that experience right now in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Let there be a heavenly breakthrough, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the kingdom of God advance now. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Take your rightful place, God. Establish your dominion in every one of these situations of the listener, Father, in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough, Father God. We've been sent on a campaign, hallelujah, of conquest, Father God. Go and conquer every work of darkness in every situation in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Open up the realms, hallelujah, of the impossible, Lord God. Open up the heavens, hallelujah. over the listener. Open up the heavens, Father God, over every situation, Lord God, and let there be breakthrough, Father God. Pour out a blessing and let it overflow, Father God. Open up the realms of blessing, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. And in that blessing, Lord God, let there be healing. Let there be deliverance, Father God, whether it be needs to be inner healing, whether it needs to be physical healing, Father God, mental healing, Father God, for mental health in the name of Jesus, I pray. Breakthrough. I decree and declare it now. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you for your breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus, for your breakthrough, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for God. With man, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Even the things, Lord God, in my own life. That seems like a mountain to you. It's a speck of sawdust. Not even that much. Unto you, Lord God. So to this mountain, we tell it with the faith the size of a mustard seed to throw yourself, go into the sea. Go into the sea. Go into the sea. Go into the sea. Go into the sea of forgiveness. Forgetfulness. Go into the sea. Rabakurabasa of forgiveness. Rabakurabasa, go to, into the sea. A void, Rabbi, say for cancer in the name of Jesus, sicknesses and disease, you are now voided in the name of Jesus. With that size of a mustard seed faith, we command this mountain, and this mountain must obey. Go and do what it is that we say in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Breakthrough, for the kingdom of God has come. There is breakthrough for the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. It is established in our lives. It is established in our situation. God's dominion. Increase. Increase in our lives. Increase in our situations, Father God. Increase your radius in every situation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare right now health. I decree and declare right now healing. I decree and declare right now mental, spiritual, and physical wholeness, health in the name of Jesus, and a full alignment with the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer in alignment with the darkness and the attacks that has been made on your body and has been made on your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it now. No more. It ends right now in the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment of the evil one on your life in the name of Jesus. Send forth your angels, God, on these assignments, working behind the scenes and unseen. May your perfect work go forth and be completed right now, right here, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing, God. And it is your anointing alone that breaks every yoke. Counseling is not going to break the yoke. It's not going to take a degree to break the yoke. It's not going to take any amount of success in life to break the yoke, Lord God. I know, Lord God, because I experienced it myself. Not only does the scripture say that, but I experienced this for myself. You know, I've seen many counselors. I've, you know, seen many men of God. I've been used mightily by you myself in ministry, thinking that that was the way to break the yoke. I've had success. You know, I've been praised and uplifted none of that broke the yoke, Lord God. It is your anointing that breaks the yoke, Father God. It is your work that get done within us, Lord God. So I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God, that it is you who break the yoke. You are the yoke destroyer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Destroy every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Destroy every yoke of bondage and the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now we're going to go ahead and get into these powerful decrees and declarations, hallelujah, as we declare this, hallelujah, with the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. Let us declare them, hallelujah, over ourselves, over our loved ones, over our situations and our circumstances. Amen. Let us declare them over our lives. Now, as we declare these things, we're going to picture and we have the intent for these different areas in our lives that we need the glory of God to come in and shine the brightest, the strongest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and decree and declare right now that my hand is upon the neck of my enemies. Hallelujah. Now, if you have a sickness and disease, we're going to go ahead and picture that. If you have whatever it is, a demon, a spirit, living in lack, some issues with finances, you know, some need and restoration in your family, some healing, all those different things, right? We're going to picture that thing. Amen. We're going to decree and declare it right now. My hand is upon the neck of my enemies. Hallelujah. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. That follows me all the days of our lives. That follows us every day of our lives, Father God. Let's go ahead and declare that. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. I have to say us because my situation, there is a us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The family, the ministry. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It says, I'm anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. Hallelujah. I receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness in our reign and life through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and break that up into two. That's pretty long. Amen. So it says, I am anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. So let's decree and declare that. I am anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. Amen. It says, I receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and I reign in life through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's decree and declare that. I receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and I reign in life through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I have life. And that more abundantly. Let's declare that in Jesus' name. I have life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. I walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sins. We're going to break that up into two. Hallelujah. I walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen. So let's go ahead and decree that right one more time. I walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen. And the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. Let's go ahead and declare that. The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and declare that one more time. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am the head and not the tail. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established in my life. I shall decree a thing and it shall be established in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're just going to go ahead and close it there. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. So as you decree and declare these things shall be so. Hallelujah. The Bible says what a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's important that we meditate, hallelujah, day and night on God's scriptures, right? So that they may be tattooed, hallelujah, imprinted on our hearts. That way it comes out of our heart fluently without us trying to, you know, think of it or, you know, it just comes naturally. Amen. And these declarations become more and more true as you practice declaring them daily in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God can and he will do it for you. Be encouraged this day. Be uplifted. Hallelujah. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us. If you need a prayer, have any questions or anything, just know that God loves you and we love you. Let's go ahead and close this thing out in prayer. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for what it is you've done in this episode, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that nothing can change what it is you've done. Father God, we pray a hedge of protection around it, Lord God, that the enemy cannot come in, Lord God, like a flood and try to steal what it is you've done, Father God, or cause confusion in any kind of way. Hallelujah, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to work and prepare our hearts, Lord God, to receive what it is that you want to do, the work of your completion, Father God. Continue to put us in the right place, Lord. I thank you, Father, and I praise you. I love you, God. For, Lord, there is no one like you, God. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord. I thank you, God, for what it is that you are doing in our lives. I thank you, Father God, for what it is that you are doing, hallelujah, here in this earth, hallelujah, in these times, Father God. Allow us, Lord God, to be in alignment, Lord God, for what it is you're doing in our eyes, completely stayed upon you, watching like Jesus said. I'm always watching the Father, seeing what it is he's doing that I may join him in his work, Lord. Allow us to see what it is you're doing, that we may join you in your work, Father God. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. I now seal all this, hallelujah, in the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You guys go. Be blessed. Have an awesome, peaceful day. Hallelujah. God bless you. Grace and peace. Now I want to give a warm thank you for listening. God has called us in these times to break every yoke of bondage, setting the captives free, to bring healing and to cleanse the earth. If you need prayer, healing, or have a question, go on and hit us up on the text line at 702-723-7228 or head on over to our website for more information and content at www.517redeemed.com. Search and connect with us on social media. We'd appreciate your support in giving or liking and subscribing. I am Mark Keith with the Seer's Mantle, and you are now listening to 517 Redeemed. Grace and peace.